Our first reading for today is our epistle lesson. It comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, a light bulb moment for Paul, but also for the Christian church, as it is here that we find out why the church exists. It is to preach Christ crucified. This reading will be done responsively between Nicholas and myself. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing.
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written,
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise,
and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.
Where is the one who is wise?
Where is the scribe?
Where is the debater of this age?
Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom,
it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
For Jews demand signs,
and Greeks seek wisdom.
But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews,
and folly to Gentiles.
But to those who are called,
both Jews and Greeks,
Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men,
and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
For consider your calling, brothers.
Not many of you were wise accordingly to the worldly standards.
Not many were powerful.
Not many were of noble birth.
But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise.
God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are.
So that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus,
whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written,
Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.